So is it safe to say that now, these many years later, with Motown having become a multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporation, that you are very comfortably well off?
I have absolutely nothing. Which is really sad. This is one of the reasons that I wrote the book, because I wanted to historically document my contributions to Motown, and also to, you know, give the world a real inside look at how Motown actually happened, you know. And I'm so ecstatic to have some of the ladies here that were actually with me there in the very beginning of Motown. Unfortunately, when Barry sold the company for $61 million, he got the money and I got a plaque thanking me for my contribution.
But is it a nice plaque, though?
No. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
You know, I don't want to get too much into the gossip angle of it, but you do write something that was quite extraordinary to me when you claim that at one time Barry, aside from all his other jobs, was a pimp there in the Detroit area. Is that factually correct, or are you talking figuratively?
It's true. You know, when I met him, of course, he had been a boxer and he'd worked at the Ford Motor Company, but he did have his little side job. You know, he was a pimp.